Well, I really can't even put into words what it means to have this gentleman sit next to me. He's forgot more football than most people in this league know. And his knowledge of offense and the way he can simplify it, I've been around a long time myself, but no one can teach it better than he can. And, you know, what he's going to bring to our offensive staff is amazing. He is my assistant head coach, and I just really am thankful that he was available and able to join us. I know what he'll bring not only to our quarterbacks, but to our entire offense and our entire football team. Tom Moore.
Thank you, Bruce. Glad to be here. Any questions?
What lured you here? What made this look attractive to you after all you've done in your career?
Well, I'm a people person, and I have great, great respect for Bruce Arians. We worked together with the Indianapolis Colts. Bruce is a winner, and I won't be with the winner. And as soon as he called me, why, I told my wife, I says, honey, we just hit the lotto. So it was Bruce. And the staff that he has assembled, lots of people that I've coached against, have known through the course of the many years, and it's a tremendous staff. It's a great organization, and I want to be part of it. And to me, it's a privilege to get an opportunity to coach in the NFL. There are no entitlements. It's a privilege, and I appreciate the privilege, and I thank Bruce.
Bruce told us that when he was introduced to his press conference, he tried retirement for maybe a couple weeks. Have you ever tried it? Did you try it and not like it? Did you?
What's that?
Retirement.
Well, I never retired. That's kind of a misnomer. I'll tell you what happened. When you get people like us who, I was in denial. My knees were starting to get bad. The last 5 years, from about 2008 on, been tough. But you don't realize it. You don't think about it. And my knees got to a point where it just zapped your energy. So after 2010 season, why, I guess I retired, for lack of a better term. But I went with the Jets as a consultant, and then last year I went up to Tennessee for 5 weeks, and it was really a great experience because after the Jets, I went up to Duke University when Peyton worked out. In February, and Coach Cutcliffe, the coach at Duke, he saw me and he said, man, we got to do something about this. So he put me in a car. We went up to Duke Medical School and he introduced me to the head knee replacement doctor at Duke University. And he says, you got to do something. I said, well, let's do it. So I had one knee replaced in April and one in August, and it was like a new world. I mean, you're all of a sudden, you're pain-free. You got all your energy back. You got your quality of life back. And it's a new world. Bruce is at his replace. He knows exactly what I'm talking about. So the 5 weeks at Tennessee gave me an opportunity to be there and to realize I could do it. You know, don't worry about my chronological age because I feel like I'm about 50 now, to tell you the truth. And so when Bruce gave me this opportunity, why, I jumped on it because I still got a lot of coaching to do. I love coaching. It's you know, I've lived a dream, and to be able to continue to coach as I say, it's a privilege. And I appreciate the privilege, but I want to make sure that I could do it justice, because I believe in professionalism. I wouldn't go and take a job unless I could give it 120% total commitment to do my job, because the people deserve it, the players deserve it, the organization deserves it, and certainly Bruce deserves it. So here I am.
Coach, when you put in that system that allowed Peyton Manning to flourish for so many years, you put a premium on pass protection as a base point. Can you talk about how you match up your offensive philosophy to the skill set of a particular quarterback? Give us an insight there.
Well, I think, you know, football is a game of people. There's lots of systems. And one of the things that you want to make sure that you do, and it's what we're doing right now, you don't come in with preconceived ideas and say, hey, I'm Tom Moore, and this is what we're going to do. We're a coach. I am who I am. This is what we're going to do. It didn't work that way. You got to do what your players can do. Find out what they can do. Find out what they're the best at. Find out what their strengths are. And then make sure that you take advantage of their strengths and maximize them. And as a coach, your job is to make sure that you give your players a chance to be the very best that they can be. And so at Indianapolis, we had certain things that we felt we could do, that we could take advantage of, and Bruce was a very big part of that. We worked together for 3 years. He was with Peyton Manning, and he was with Peyton Manning constantly. So it wasn't a Tom Moore system. It was an Indianapolis Colts system, and Bruce was very, very integral in that. And then, of course, he left and became a coordinator, which he should be, because he proved to be a great coordinator. He became a head coach and proved to be a great head coach. So it's you do what your players can do. Yes.
How do you handle it when maybe you have a fabulously gifted guy like Peyton Manning, but maybe the guy you're going to end up with here doesn't have all that kind of talent? How do you work around that or work through that?
Well, you find out what their strengths are, and then you maximize what their strengths are, and everybody has strengths, and you got to play to your player's strengths. What can they do? If he's excellent at throwing the deep pass, well, you got to put in a lot of deep passes. If it's the short pass, do what he does. Your offensive line, are they great straight blocking players? Are they trap players, pullers? And all these things are what are being looked at this particular time, as opposed to just having a preconceived idea. This is what we're going to do. Well, we're going to do what the players allow you to do to some degree. And I learned this, of course, most of my pro football, I learned from Chuck Knoll. I had an opportunity to work with him for 13 years. And I remember one year we coached the Senior Bowl. And so we were putting in the game plan. And he walked in and said, what are you guys doing? He says, well, we're putting in the game plan. He said, well, how do you know what they can do? Well, that's a good question. So he had us watch their college tapes for a week, and then we put in the game plan. And so you play to the strengths of your players.
Bruce, how much will Tom be assisting you when you identify who your starting quarterback is? Will he be the guy you ultimately turn to make your final decision?
Yeah, he'll have a huge part of it. Freddie Kitchens will be hands-on. And, between the three of us, I feel really confident that whoever is our quarterback is going to be the one that everybody in the locker room and the coaching staff gets excited about when he steps in that huddle.
When you
possible head coaching jobs, and when even the talk started that you might get some interviews, did you have top of mind as something you wanted? Was that kind of happenstance that it came together?
No, we played Jacksonville this year on his 74th birthday. I saw him at the hotel bouncing around. He just birdied number 17 at the TPC course, and I was shocked because we talked about his knee replacements and how well he felt. I said, you know, he said, I want to coach you again. I said, what I told you, I said, if I get a job, you got a job. And there was no hesitance wherever that might be.
How do you, Bruce, see game planning come together? Say it's Monday evening into Tuesday with yourself, Harold, Tom, et cetera.
Yeah, well, we'll do it a little bit different. Well, our guys, they'll start the Saturday before. All right, in the running game. Mondays, we will have the running game put to bed. Monday night, we'll be breaking down sub protections, which is a huge part of the game, all the sub blitzes. We'll have a playbook, and then what we feel like is best this week. We'll all be in there doing it together. Tuesdays, a lot of teams wait till Tuesday. By the time we get to Tuesday morning, we've got 50% of it done. We can spend a lot of time now on red zone, third down, the critical areas of the ball game, our play action passes, our screen game, everything that we feel that we can do to take advantage of the next team we're playing. But by getting way ahead on Monday, it's very easy. But everyone will have defined roles in the areas that they're breaking down and looking to put their game plan up. And their piece of it, Tom will be overseeing a lot of it. I'll be overseeing a lot of it, so we'll be working hand in hand.
Tom, a lot of teams are going to this read option offense, this pistol formation. Are you a guy that likes that? Do you think it can survive in this league? Would you even attempt to push that up?
Yeah, again, you really don't know until you see your players. Most of the coaches that have done that, you know, I've had that specific type of player that encouraged him to go that way. And you know, you always have a foundation. Certainly, you know, we have a foundation that you work from. But again, to sit here today and say exactly, you know, what we're going to be doing is really premature until we study in depth the tape of all of our people.
Do you think that in general will last in the NFL?
I don't know. I can't tell you some, you know, it's that offense, it's still a game of people. And people make the offenses and what they do, and the people that have done it have taken their people to try to maximize their abilities and that's what they've come up with.
The guy you're working for here has been known to like to throw downfield a little bit. What do you need to make that happen? You got to have a mind, you got to have the right problems.
Well, everything in the passing game starts with protection. That's the biggest thing. There's all kinds of pass patterns, millions of pass patterns, and all good pass patterns, but the single biggest thing that you got to work on initially and first and get established each week is your pass protections. What do you have to do different? Who do you have to help? In other words, each defense, you know, poses a different problem, so you have to get that ironed out to make sure that you protect your quarterback. And I like to throw the ball deep, like to get it downfield too. As I say, Bruce was very, very instrumental in a lot of my thinking from his standpoint of us working together those first 3 years at Indianapolis. And one of the things, you know, Bruce and I have always talked about is you get third down conversions. You know, everybody's infatuated with what's their third down conversions. Well, the big thing with third down conversions is correlated to how you do on first down. In other words, if you get that first down and you pick up 6 or 7 yards and you get it second and three, or you get it third and three. Well, that gives you more cards to deal with on third down. If you're always fighting at third and 12, third and 15, that's tough duty. And to get that, you got to get the protection settled. And then after you get the protection settled, again, what's your quarterback strengths?
You got a team here that had 17 sacks in consecutive games once. I mean, can you fathom trying to deal with something like that?
Yeah, that's history. I don't deal in the past.